Welcome to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
I am about to be joined by representatives from Teens Against TERFs, who have recently created and platformed a petition calling for the cancellation of the Nelson Anti-Trans Conference this August. A week ago, an Instagram account was created under the handle Teens Against TERFs. On the same day, the page posted a selection of slides titled What You Need to Know About the Nelson Anti-Trans Conference. The post quickly gained traction as it was shared across the social media platform, amassing over 100 comments as of last night. The page itself has attracted nearly 1,000 followers in under a week. TERF is an acronym for Transgender Exclusionary Radical Feminism, and it has been adopted by as a colloquial noun to describe feminists who do not include trans women in their feminism. Teens Against TERF's first post detailing what readers, quote, need to know about the Nelson Anti-Trans Conference arose in opposition to an event being held by the Child Adolescent Therapist Association titled Children, Adolescents, and Gender, Negative Impacts of Transgender Ideology. The event is scheduled to be held at Rutherford Hospital in Nelson in early August. Teens Against TERFs have created and platformed a petition which has amassed over 6,000 signatures calling for Rutherford Hospital to cancel the event. We are joined now by Will O'Heron and Will Irvine, representatives and founding members of Teens Against TERFs. Kia ora, how's it going?
Kia ora, how are you?
Good, guys.
Good, thank you. So, the Teens Against TERFs Instagram account gained traction online very quickly after you first posted just a week ago. The transgender exclusionary feminist ideology has existed for a long time, and this is now the first event to be held in Aotearoa, platforming such events. Why did your group decide now was the time to take action with the account and petition?
Look, most of us who are organising this boycott are students from Nayland College in Nelson, for whom the Rutherford is quite a significant venue. It's where our school ball is being held, and our school is a school that has a history of like upholding queer rights and trans rights, and we thought that it was pretty disgusting that something like this could take place in a venue that we are actually like quite dedicated to using. We thought it was pretty abhorrent that the Rutherford would kind of uphold these practices.
Right. A comment thread on one of the posts on your group's Instagram account asked whether the Child Adolescent Therapist Association are a legitimate organisation. Could you tell us what leads Teens Against TERFs to oppose the legitimacy of this association in comparison to other psychological societies in New Zealand?
Well, upon investigation of many of the speakers, we found that they had experience working with other TERF groups such as Speak Up for Women or Lesbian Action for Visibility Aotearoa, which are both TERF organisations which have a history of antagonising trans legislation and things like conversion therapy bans. And so when we found that these speakers had close ties with these groups, it kind of called into question how legitimate these people really are.
The reality is that CATA, or the organisation that we're attempting to address, really hasn't had any kind of noticeable advocacy for queer rights or even attempt to produce any kind of discussion that has both sides represented in this course. That is purely an event that is dedicated to fear-mongering and producing hatred. We see that by the fact that it's like there are... they've got a speaker called Margaret Kerno from Lava who is specifically talking about the idea that transgender women are erasing lesbians. There is just no room for an open and balanced dialogue within this event, and we think that's pretty important to be presenting to like young parents.
Right, yeah. So on the 10th of June, the New Zealand Psychological Society said the Child Adolescent Therapist Association event does not reflect evidence-based practice in working with transgender or gender-diverse children and adolescents. Is it encouraging to know that this association is publicly opposing the conference, or does it concern you that the event has gained such public interest that the Psychological Association feels the need to release a statement on it?
I mean, yeah, on one hand, it's really great that we've received such amazing support against the event. We've had people from Christchurch, we've had people from around Nelson, We've had people all over the country reach out and support us. But at the same time, yes, you're right, it's very saddening that it's even had to come to this and that this event was even going to take place at all.
I think what's important to know is that this is not the first time that this type of event has happened in Nelson. Around last year, Speak Up Women tried to host a conference in a city council venue, and while the event went ahead, it was met with widespread protests from the community, including multiple city councillors. I think it's important to note that the Nelson community is like largely opposed to a trans-exclusionary radical feminism, and we don't see that this event represents who we are as a city.
Right. So on that note, Teens Against TERFs indicates that your group is formed not only to oppose the specific conference, but also the more general ideology of trans-exclusionary feminism. What does your group intend to do in the future?
Yeah, so we have plans of working with people up and down the country to make sure events like these can't even be organised in the first place, having, you know, support networks for trans youth and by having resources available to parents of trans children so that there's alternatives compared to going to these events and seeing misinformation.
Yeah, we know that we can't stop bigotry and hatred. All we can do is provide a way for young people to feel accepted and to feel loved by the people around them, and that's kind of what we're trying to achieve.
Awesome. Thanks so much for coming on and chatting with me about this today.
Thank you.
No, it's been good. Thank you.
Where can people find out a little bit more about what you guys are up to and this conference happening, or the petition against this conference, I suppose?
Go to our Instagram, which, as has been mentioned, is at Teens Against TERFs, no caps, and we have a link in our bio there to our petition, which you can sign to let the Rutherford Hotel and specifically its general manager know that this event is not tolerated by the community. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.